It's time for the emergency break of the week.
Is that the kind of thing you do when you smoke some weed? You go organize your Tupperware drawer?
This is Marconi award-winning.
When you've smoked a giant weed or two.
Just a giant weed. Yeah, I guess so, Norm.
That moment when programming is brought to a complete halt by a wheels-off comment or technical meltdown.
You have to memorize a script? No, you got to go this and touch the V.
Embarrassing, well, isn't it?
Donnie.
Don't put me in it. You said it. Well, if that's the case, sign me the hell up.
Let's see who yanked the brake the hardest this week on The Little Ticket.
All right. It's time for another e-break. We'll give you three candidates. You get to vote on them. 888-787-1310. Candidate number one is our traffic reporter, Sweet Becca. You know, we're back in studio, but Becca is not. When's the last time you saw Becca?
Man, it's been a year and a half?
Yeah, at least. Well, she is very solid, rarely makes the mistake. But you remember when Killer mispronounced robot and he just repeated himself?
Mm-hmm.
It almost seems like that was at the Super Bowl just a couple years ago.
Did you visit the Robart? The Robart?
What?
The robot?
I never thought I would compare Killer to Rebecca, but this happened to Rebecca on a traffic report this week.
Nothing's changed around the high five, southbound 75. At 635, a crash is still blocking part of the westbound exit ramp. You're jammed up for about 10 minutes from Renner.
Blocking.
Blocking. Did a little skip there. It sounded like this isolated.
Blocking.
And she went British, too.
Blocking.
You really hear that from Becca. We got that this week. All right, one more time all the way through.
Nothing's changed around the high five, southbound 75. At 635, a crash is still blocking. A crash is still blocking part of the westbound exit ramp. You're jammed up for about 10 minutes from Renner.
There is Becca as candidate number one. I don't know if she's ever won the e-break.
She actually has twice.
Oh, really? Okay. Well, she's back up for it as candidate number
one. Been a while, though.
Did she win it for her first get-to-know Becca visit in here?
Oh, yeah.
When we asked about her.
She was practicing
birth
control.
The Loudy's Myth. Oh. Yeah.
She was very upfront and frank with us.
Yes, she was. All right, candidate number two. You know, on the Normandy invasion, they go around the horn at the beginning of their show, say hi to everybody, and they got on the topic of some odd jobs that you've had. And Jared just gave him all sorts of gold, all sorts of, you know, possible discussion points. But you remember when, during the Normathon, that Mike Ceroid, like, bled his heart out to Norm about just how much he loved him and what he meant to him and all that?
Mm-hmm.
It's almost as if that was just a couple of years ago.
Thank you, Norm. And I know you're going to thank a bunch more people, but God, you spend so much time thanking everyone. And I know you know how much you put into this, but you deserve the main thanks here. You really do. I mean, you are an absolute animal to be able to do this on so many levels. Just the fact of being on the air, sitting in one place, putting together this guest list, basically, thinking of all the segment ideas that you do, and executing the whole thing and doing it with such a good reason in your heart, and to do it year after year after year. I'm a better person for having gotten this job, for getting to work with you regularly, for becoming your friend, and I would sit here for as many hours as you're willing to sit here just to say that I could help out and be a part of it. So I love you, buddy. Thank you, and congratulations, because you are the best.
And by the way, Tech just hit the ugliest field goal in the history of mankind. a sideways kick.
I'd forgotten that thing was that long from Mike.
Yeah.
And then with like a minute long of just how much he loves Norm and how great the Normathon is. Well, this one's not quite that bad, but after they're talking about odd jobs, so everyone's pretty on the edge of their seat. I don't know if it's quite that extreme, but, you know, Jer had some interesting jobs in the restaurant business, but Norm, not interested.
Not a lot of trust fund babies there.
South of 20.
How about Jer? By the way, Jer, you got to have something weird.
I've worked in a lot of kitchens over the years.
Okay.
Worked fast food for Jesus Chicken.
Whoa, where is that?
Jesus Chicken.
Chick-fil-A.
Oh, there you go. Jesus
Chicken.
Okay.
I worked as a line cook at Denny's for a week.
All right.
That didn't work out well. No, I quit.
Yeah.
I spent too much time crying in the freezer. So. And I worked a bunch of different pizza places over the years.
Look at this guy.
Hey, by the way, lads, this is DJ Ringenberg's 3-day work week we're on now. We've had a DJ Ringenberg 1-day work week we made it through. But, DJ, this is a 3-day work week for you?
Sorry, Jer, I guess he wasn't interested in your experience.
That's okay. I didn't have much.
Go ahead and get DJ's schedule out, I guess.
Jer's little ice cube tears are falling to Norm. He doesn't even care.
But I had a story from Denny.
All right, we're here.
Man, he could not have cared any less about you, Jer.
He just wanted to get into that note that DJ had the 1-day work week, and by God, he's going to get that out there.
Welp.
Sorry, Jer. That he wasn't interested. I'm interested. I think we've talked about that before, your awesome pizza career.
That ended with a collision?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I just gave the pizza away to people that were just there.
A clown that was walking by or something.
Yeah. On a unicycle.
Well, there's Norm as candidate number two. Candidate number three is from the same show, your man Donnie Dew. You know when you accidentally like bite your tongue or bite the side of your mouth. It's always a very painful and awkward moment. It's one thing if you're just sitting there. It's another thing if you're trying to talk at that particular time. And that's what Donnie was doing. It makes it extra funny because he's saying goodbye to the goose and he bites the side of his mouth.
And this is a great opponent to get that win.
All right, Goose, as always, ouch, I just bit the side of my mind.
Pardon me?
Oh, we appreciate it. Thank you for your time, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Okay, guys.
See you, thanks, Goose. I bit the side of my mouth when I said Goose.
You gonna be all right?
I'm gonna be fine.
You need emergency care?
No, I think I'll be okay. All right, let's get to the college football blowhard. Corby, join us.
I love how he's trying to talk. How do you talk after you do that? Usually I'm holding the side of my head for 5 minutes or so.
I don't understand how you bite the side of your mouth while just talking.
Like it's usually chewing.
Yes, I've done it before eating a lot, but never talking.
I think I may have done that before. I don't know if it's happened while
talking?
Doing the show. Yeah, I think so.
Oh.
I don't know if it's happened while doing the show.
Some
like
aggressive
it did to Donnie.
Talking. What an aggressive goodbye to the goose Donnie was trying to mount.
Hey, the goose. So those are your three candidates, Becca, Norm, or Donnie, 888-787-1310. Hello, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Am I on AM radio?
Amazing.
Unreal.
Hey, neither. I want to vote for Becca in Manchester, just so you know. And y'all have a happy Tirona and more Ken Lonnie's and more Mushnell Thomas. And y'all have also a happy Mustang. Love you.
Happy Mustang. All right, thank you. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
This is Mick Jagger. I'm over here at the Arboretum, washing it down with a Mambo taxi, and I had a Whataburger, and I got blockage.
That is the worst Mick Jagger impersonation I've ever heard.
That's a Becca vote there, but that's really strange. Hi, you're on Ticket Radio. Who wins?
Hi, this is Better Than Kathy, and I would like to vote for Becca.
No, better than
better
Cassidy.
Than Cassidy.
You guys have a rivalry?
Yes.
Ooh,
okay.
Wow.
We're sisters.
What's that?
What?
We're sisters.
Are you more rivals than best friends?
Yeah.
God,
no. Man. Y'all need to get along better.
That's kind of hard, though.
Oh, well, have a good day.
This is making me uncomfortable.
Have a good day in Texas.
You love her, though, right?
Yeah, I guess.
I guess.
Oh, man.
And Merry Christmas.
I'm just so depressed
Merry
now.
Christmas. Yes, Merry Christmas to both of you.
Yep.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Yeah, hey, Muses, just wanted to tell you guys how much I appreciate everything you do in the mornings. And I got a secret. I'm going to vote for Norm. I want to get that out there first. But I got a secret to tell you that, you know, this ain't my real voice. I've been using it to disguise my... My
love for George, and I love you madly, Giorgio.
Oh, so that's
Coach O all is these really years. The I love you madly, Giorgio.
Wow. Interesting. Interesting. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins e-break?
Yes, Donnie Do the Biter and Hooter Brown.
Thank you. Hello, you're on ticket AM, FM, and stream.
I'm glad to hear that you enjoyed my documentary. It sounded like a traffic girl. Becca was doing an impression of me, you know. So I'd like to cast my ballot for her.
Okay, your voice is slipping just a little bit there, Paul.
Little slippage.
Thanks for calling in. Hi, you're on the ticket.
Hello.
Uh-oh.
Who's this?
Who's this canceled character?
Is this the AM ticket?
Yeah, it is. Who's this?
Yeah.
This is Michelle Wee, and I am homesteading at Donna Manor over the holidays.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am, Giorgio.
Yeah, why are you being mean to her, George? Stop yelling at her. You're going to scare her.
Just vote.
Giorgio. What? Giorgio has been taking me to practice golf on the golf course of Americans that they play. And Giorgio has also comforted me with jackets so I can stay warm and healthy over the long winter.
Okay. You've comforted her with jackets.
She doesn't have a lot of jokes. Just give us a vote.
Giorgio, please. Please don't yell at me like you do at others in your house.
Hey, all right.
Stop yelling at her.
Please vote. How about that?
George, I win. I want to vote for Becca and your explosive diarrhea.
Okay.
George.
Shut up. Ladies and gentlemen, we have ourselves a winner. We understand for maybe the third time ever, Becca from Traffic.
Nothing's changed around the High Five, southbound 75 at 635. A crash is still blocking. A crash is still blocking part of the westbound exit ramp. You're jammed up for about 10 minutes from Renner.
Is everyone talking British now because of Get
yeah,
Back?
Yeah, because of Get Back. It's a fun voice to do, isn't it?
It is. Yeah, it is. How many wins is that?
Yeah, that's your third. 120 behind Norman Ghislaine Hitzkus.
Wow.
All right, Fernando.